choices and decisions. Have any of you ever heard this statement? Choose ye this day. What goes after that? Whom you will serve. Everybody say that in a real deep voice. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Say, choose ye. When? Didn't say be in the process of choosing. It said choose today. Everybody say, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Now the choice is, we're going to find that choice a little bit more than making up your mind whom you want to serve. It says choose who you want to do something with. We must make a decision. You will usually choose what you behold. If you got notes, you want to write that down. God always wants people to make up their mind, because double-mindedness, you know, the Bible says that someone that has a double mind is unstable in some of their ways, right? You ever met an unstable person? Everybody say unstable. They say, he's just unstable. Well, listen, double-minded people are unstable. They can't get stable and they can't rest solid. But if you want to be stable, you've got to have singleness of mind, and you're not going to be able to have a single mind of focus unless you get to the point to where you start to make some decisions and some choices and stick to it. Many times we want to double think things and cross things. After a while, you got to get to a point where you pray about something, and once you pray about it, you get solid about it and stand. It's stability. People that make up their mind know what they want. You know, we need to make choices. Today, choices really don't matter much to people. People can say one thing and do another thing. Commitment doesn't mean anything to people. Well, I tell you what we get, you know, when people make commitments, such as even in marriage today. You know, you find couples, times past, they'd be together 15, 30, 40 years, sometimes 50 years, till death do us part. But you know what? You need to make up your mind. Make a choice and a decision in your mind, and I'm going to stick to it. And I can keep my word no matter what. Decisions and choices. And stick to it no matter what. Stick to your God-given decisions and choices. Many times we waste up our mind thinking, now what do I do? People get to the point in their life and the process in their life where they waste so much time. I just need to go and pray and find out what's next for me and what's going to. You know what? You should have already prayed. God's not going to tell you a new thing until you complete the old thing. You know, everybody wants a word from heaven. Everybody wants a word from God. Please, listen, I've got enough stuff told me and prophesied to me that I could follow out until I'm 96 years old. What you got to do to make life more fulfilling is find out what decisions and choices that you made to honor and stick to it and not give up. It's the person that sticks to stuff that gets stuck done. You will usually choose what you behold. This is why Lot and his wife were told to look ahead and never behind. Anybody ever had to get to the point where you had to make a decision about what you want to do in the future? Choice you got to make some. Listen, you will usually choose what you look at. And in a time of decision-making, a decision-making process, it's always best to look where? To the Word of God. Because you want to choose God's solution. And you want to choose a future that has God's manifestation in it. So you look to God in times like this. Listen, this is why Lot and his wife were told to look ahead and never behind. Eve saw in the tree that the tree was good in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Then decisions and choices are affected by what we're looking at. And when the woman did what? That the tree was good for food. What happened next? Go on to 7. Look at somebody and ask them, what are you looking at? What is your focus? What is your focus? Many times people are unstable just by what they have eyesight on. What they can't get their eyes off will cause them to be unstable in their life. Unstable people. Many of us, we get real stable. Right in front of you, as you fly the plane here, they had the stock market, the stock quotes on the back of the screen. And you look at those things which were given the change, and you were in a good mood 5 minutes, and then you know, a couple seconds later, you were in a bad mood. Well, by the things that we look at. But if we look at someone that's stable, someone that's secure, someone that never lies, someone that keeps his word, I tell you what, you will remain stable. This is why we must put our eyes on Jesus, so that we would make a quality decision. When we choose Christ by faith, everybody go to Mark chapter 4, verse 31. You got to choose God by faith. Now, this life of faith, that's the thing about people is, because you know what? They say, look at what God wants you to have. And of course, the things that God has for us, when they start out, they're what? Real? Small? Everything that God starts, he starts by the word. Can you see a word? Can you see words? No. You can't see a word. You know, when God, can you see a promise? If somebody tells you something, you just got a word on it. You can't see those things, right? So when we see, we have to see by faith. Because what we're looking at is what we'll possess and what we'll grab a hold of. So you've got to have some spiritual eyes to see things by faith. When we choose Christ by faith, Mark chapter 4, verse 31. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. All right? Now go to Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32. What it's basically saying here, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. When we look in faith, you're looking at mustard seeds. Many times the thing of faith, when it really starts out, it's a small thing. You know, the Bible teaches us the way up is down. Isn't that a small thing as in a mustard seed? You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto you. I tell you what, seeking first looks like a mustard seed, doesn't it, in comparison to all other things. Can you see that? Well, that's why we have to look by faith. That many times you'll miss it. If you don't have faith mixed in your lifestyle, you won't be able to look at mustard seeds and see the future. Say, I have faith to look at the word and find mustard seeds that I can plant in my heart and see it come forth and produce great and mighty things. Because what we look at is what we're going to possess in the future. Choose mustard seeds beyond big old trees. Say, I choose Christ. I choose the life of faith. Jesus said unto us, did you ever read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Anybody ever read that scripture before? The stone which the builders rejected. You know what that stone is? That stone is Jesus Christ. And so often it's God in our life. So often there's some God things in our life that we reject because they come to us in the form of mustard seeds. You know, we're going for the big haul, and we miss the promise of the mustard seed, which is our breakthrough, which is our victory, which is our prize, and which is our promise. The stone which the builders rejected. There are many things that many people reject and refuse to build with that will give them a higher end, a stronger return, and a bigger haul in the long end. So don't reject the mustard seeds of faith, simple things. Choose Jesus and choose life. Many decisions can we make. You know that? There are many decisions we can make on a daily basis. Things are always given the change. You know, opportunities would appear to come to us that would shake us from our place of faith and from our path of promise. What's our path of promise? Is what we've agreed with God with concerning our life. And there are many things that we want to chase you away from walking the long haul. I got a friend that works in the stock market in different quotes, and he said, people are always trying to get in this thing and break it rich real fast. And he said that when you get into the stock market, you're not going to get rich fast. You'll grow rich over a process of time. Well, it's the same way with living by faith and walking by faith and choices and decisions. You keep your stuff in there and you let it sit for a while. That mustard seed will grow up and will grow into a strong tree, and you'll get where God wants you to go. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. He said, I wish that you were neither hot nor cold. Make up your mind. Please. You know, God spits people far from him that don't know where they want to go, that don't know what they want to do. He wants stability in our life. And stability will come when we say, listen, God, I'll agree with you and I'll stick to you no matter what comes. You don't want to get to where you're going being spewed out. You want to get there by walking by faith. When you don't choose him, you reject him. And that's the thing that we need to realize. People say, where did I reject God? You know, God lays out things for us. He gives us opportunities. He gives us seeds. And he says, choose this seed to plant this seed in our life. And we don't take these God-given opportunities. And many of these opportunities, we won't see them as opportunity until we get into the word and develop a life of study and prayer. Many good things of God we miss because we are not spiritually trained on the inside to tell a good thing when it comes. You know, many people find that good seed when they're looking for wives and husbands. You know, if you didn't read the Bible when it said, when you, in Proverbs chapter 31, said a good woman is like this, the Proverb 31 woman. Well, many people wouldn't be able to discern that Proverb 31 woman because they never read Proverb 31 before she showed up. So they would have rejected that good God thing. You will not be able to choose a good thing until your eyes are open to good things that God has to offer. Let's go on. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. For this is the commandment which I command thee this day. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it or do it? Neither is beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? The word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mightest do it. You know. Everybody needs a word about their life. You need to look at somebody and say, you know. It's not far off. You know, when people want to throw something away, they try to act like they don't have a word. But you know what? God's got a word on the inside of your heart. And deep down on the inside, everybody knows which way to go. The Bible says, I'll give you the Holy Spirit who shall lead you and guide you into all truth. So, you already? No. Just follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and you can make a decision. Say, I know where I need to go. The decision is already made. When you chose to receive Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, and when you decided to have the Holy Ghost come and live on the inside of you, I tell you what, His direction, His inspiration, His impressions upon your heart, that is your decision. That you already know. Follow your heart. Many times it's sad when people in the world get a clue before we do. Christian people are singing silly things sometime over the radio, and sometimes you just happen to go across another type of radio station and you heard this Rockette group, I guess that was the name of them, Roxette or whatever her name was. She said, listen to your heart. You know what it's telling you to do, whatever it was. But you know what, down on the inside, that is so true. We have to believe in God. If we believe in God, we got to believe in the things that He set up for us to live in. That God put within you a supernatural spirit that has the heart and mindset of God on the inside of it. If you would follow that impulse, you'll go exactly where God wants you to be. How do you keep your commitments and honor those commandments that you have of God? How do you do that? Constantly washing yourself in the Holy Spirit, staying in the Word and praying in the Holy Ghost, that you might be able to stay on the straight and narrow path. We need to look at the man Jesus Christ. We need to look at Jesus. Why don't we go to John chapter 19, verse 5? Why are we saying we need to behold Jesus? Because we're talking about making decisions. I never like to make a decision or a choice without first considering Jesus Christ. You know what? If we would just meditate on Jesus Christ and His lifestyle before we make a decision, maybe we'll start to think what those bracelets say. What would Jesus do? John chapter 19, verse 5. Isn't that a neat scripture? Isn't that something? That was still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, wasn't it? That was still the ruler and creator of all things. And he put Him before all the people and said, look at this, and you make a choice. And you make a decision. Those that didn't know the Word and those that didn't have the inspiration on the inside made the wrong choice, didn't they? They didn't choose the stone, but they rejected that stone which was Jesus Christ, which was their salvation. Which was their provision. And they chose the wrong thing. In one passage of the Bible, you all know that thing where it says they chose Barabbas? Well, we studied that scripture that word Barabbas means is the same word for Jesus. Did you know that? Both of their names was Yeshua. Both of their names was Yeshua. And so they both chose their Savior. And the name and the word Yeshua means our salvation. So when he put up them Jesus before them, he said, choose Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, Barabbas. He actually said, which one do you choose? Do you choose this one? Do you choose this salvation? Or you choose the other salvation? One salvation did things by the flesh. He went out and killed somebody, and they could see that. It was easy to see. But one person had a seed on the inside of them, a seed of promise on the inside of them that was unseen. And they missed the seed on the inside and chose the wrong thing. Choices. You'll always miss God's best until you look at the man Jesus Christ. We are called to behold the man. John chapter 1 verse 14. Let's go there. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the only glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Even Pilate said in John chapter 19 verse 6, I find no fault in Him. John the Revelator says, I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, the day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus, he walked and said, Behold the Lamb. Take a look at Jesus. Take a look at Jesus and you will find everything in Him. He is the answer for the world today. The Word. You're never going to be able to choose Jesus until you choose the Word. You'll always forsake Him. You know, people make a rash decision in the beginning of their days. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Well, Jesus Christ is the Word. And if you're going to keep your decision to follow Jesus and keep your choice to follow Jesus, you must keep the Word. You're not going to be able to keep Christ in your heart until you guard it with the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, somebody say, you can't hear. Listen, people that turn their heart away from the Word of God miss their hearing ear. People that turn their heart away from the Word of God miss their hearing ear. Remember that we said on Friday night, faith cometh by what? And hearing cometh by what? Many times people turn their heart from the Word of God and miss their hearing ability to hear from the Spirit of God. 17. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest over Jordan to go and possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Everybody say, Jesus is our life. The Word is our life. Jesus said in the wilderness, he said, man shall not live but by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then right here in Deuteronomy, he says, for he is our life. We got to get to the point to where the Word of God becomes our life. And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord thy God swore unto thy fathers. You won't be able to stay there. How many of you want to dwell there? I just don't want to get over to the promised land, but I want to get over to the promised land and stay there for a while. I don't want to get up on the top and as soon as I get there, go right back down to the bottom. Have you seen those kind of people? Here today, gone tomorrow, and got it together today, next week, I don't know where I'm at. Well, we want to be kind of people that when we grow someplace with stability, we have the ability to stay where God puts us. Like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, we will not be moved. There are a lot of people that are moved. If we're moved in our head, we'll be moved in our lifestyles. Always moving from one thing to the other, always changing gears. That's not God's best for us, stability. When we choose the Word and we live the Word of God, we'll be able to dwell in the place where God sets us. Which he swore unto our fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. Choose life by choosing to love God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 19. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Listen, if you love him, keep his commandments. In John chapter 15, verse 13, it says, lay down your life. It says, greater love have no man than this, that he lay down his life for friends. Ye are my friends, he said, if you do whatsoever I command you. Those that choose Christ keep his word and his commandments. I tell you what, the Bible says in the last day, you know, we always talk about the great revival. That's going to take place. But also in the last days, the Bible says there will be a great, people's hearts will wax cold. It also says that there will be a great falling away. How? How can this happen? Do you think it's always the devil that's going to knock people off? Do you think the devil tried to knock Jesus off? You know, you think he tried to overpower Jesus in the wilderness? The wilderness is a time where we're in between one place to get to the other place. And many times people need to discern the God thing. In the wilderness, how the enemy comes at us with things to distract us and cause us to lose our focus and lose our heart and change our decision. I found out when I looked at that word choice, when it said choose you or make a choice, it means the word excellence was rooted into that word choice. Meaning the thing that you're performing with excellence is the thing you have chosen. And the thing that we throw off is the thing that we reject. Study that word. It's a very powerful word. I think all of us need to look at our choices and our decisions. You know, look at our investments and look and find out what are we choosing on a daily basis. Monitor our time. I do about 7 hours a day or 3 hours a day. I got my TV show I've got to watch. But I'll somehow slick in Jesus about a little bit of Bible time for about 15 minutes. Our choices and our decision. The thing that we do with consistency is our choice. The thing that we do with the right heart and with the spirit of excellence is our choice. Because we can say anything out of our mouth, but our choice is measured by our actions. Many people think they've chosen something, but you can tell a person's choices by their life of faith, by their obedience to the call of God. Let us consider the mustard seed in our life. And let us increase our faith by studying the word, that we won't reject those things that God promised that would give us an expected end. Don't be afraid of small things. The Bible also tells, despise not small beginnings. You know, that's a scripture that many people say, don't despise small beginnings, because usually those big things that God sends, he sends them in a small package. And they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Consider your life right now. Say, right now, today, this very moment, I have the seeds necessary for a great future. It's already within me. I've chosen to honor God and His Word. And as I plant His Word in my heart, it will grow. It will produce. God is not a man that he should lie. I tell you that right now. Just hold your Bibles, and I want you to realize that that book is so important. It is, I mean, it's been on my heart and in my spirit. You know, when I get in the time of prayer, just the Word of God has just been so important to me. And I just hear the Holy Spirit whispering, there's nothing more important than this Word. In His Word do I meditate day and night. The psalmist said that I might not sin against God. Wow. What does it mean that I might not sin against God? Well, sin is basically missing the mark. We get off course. You know, sin is just all the little actions are nothing but fruit of being off course. You'll choose the wrong path for your life. You'll make decisions that'll take you 6 years out of the way, 7 years out of the way, out of God's best, chasing rabbits and skunks and rabbit trails everywhere, instead of choosing to plant mustard seed in the field where God planted you. That word is what we choose when we choose to live this life of faith. And we got to have a confidence in that word. If that word can't produce it, you don't want it. I know that sounds really crazy. If it can't come out of the Word, you don't want it because it won't last. And I tell you what, the Word does have the ability to produce. If you don't have enough, read some more. You know, we've gotten to the point to where we've learned to fulfill our own needs through our flesh, our actions, our emotions, instead of running to Jesus, who's our supply. Now, how many of you going to make a commitment this morning to increase the Word time? Say, I will be totally, completely dependent on the Word. And that Word is the mustard seed that he's talking about. And I tell you what, in the latter end, the seed which the builders reject, it's going to come to the head of the... Do you hear what I'm saying? It will come to the head of the corner. Those that build their life on the rock, the winds will come, the rain will pour, everybody else's stuff they build throughout all these other ways. I tell you what, it'll come tumbling down. It won't last. Only what you do for Christ will last. But those that build their life out of the Word of God and out of the life of faith, they'll be able to dwell in the land. They will be able to get there and stay there. Amen. Thank God for mustard seeds of faith. I will learn to honor mustard seeds. Thank you, Jesus. Many of us complain because we don't have big trees or all these things, you know, trees that grow money on it. I tell you what, but God's given you so much more. He's given you mustard seeds of faith that will give you the future that God wants you to have. The Word is not far off. It's already in you, working. Say it one more time. I will honor the Word and mustard seeds of faith.
choose life and make a quality decision and honor those decisions. Don't be afraid. Respect yourself. Respect yourself and respect your own prayer life. What do you mean by respect yourself and respect your own prayer life? Think about when you made decisions years ago, when you made choices and things that you set out for your life. Well, honor yourself in that season that you made that choice. You knew what you needed then. You knew what was best for you when you decided to choose Jesus and you rejected something else. Well, honor that choice. Honor that choice and stick to it. Don't give up and watch it come to an end. And I tell you what, God has been faithful. God has been faithful. And he's only just begun to do what he wants to do in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time that we had this morning, Father God. We thank you that you're leading us to your word, Father God. And you're increasing our faith to depend upon you and to trust in you, Father. And Lord, I know that whenever you start to talk to us concerning your word, Father God, it's because you want to create something. You want to do something. Father God, when Jesus came in the book of John, it says, in the beginning was the word, Father God. There's a new beginning today, Father God. God, this is a day of new beginnings, Father God. Therefore, you're in pushing on us. You're pushing on us, Father God, a desire to seek your face like never before. Father God, I call a season of springtime in the midst of summer. Father God, I call a season forth of springtime. A season of intimacy with you, a season of just quiet devotion and prayer, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, that will produce a harvest of fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.